218,000 British and 120,000 French troops are successfully evacuated. The British army is saved, but it's in tatters. The French will be sent back to France in a final attempt to defend their country. The British are sent off to re-equipment centres. All of Great Britain hails Dunkirk as an extraordinary feat. Churchill, however, puts it into perspective. With lucidity, he says, "Wars are not won by evacuation." Even so, in those first days of June 1940, the Dunkirk spirit is born. The ruthlessness of this war and the destructive power of the Nazi enemy are now apparent to the British. Lightheartedness and humour give way to frantic efforts to mobilise the nation. On the 4th of June, Churchill, who is also battling the defeatists on his own side, speaks out. His tone is unforgettable. "We shall fight on the beaches, on the landing grounds, in the fields, in the streets, and on the hills. We shall never surrender." On the 4th of June, the Germans take Dunkirk. A fabulous bounty awaits them, lavishly filmed by the Wehrmacht's propaganda units. The British forces have left behind almost all of their equipment. The soldiers of the Wehrmacht film themselves in high spirits. They find a French gramophone with a famous record by Maurice Chevalier,